Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
FDA considers boosters for all adults.
It is somewhat arbitrary to have a cutoff of certain ages.
Tension.
No justice! No peace!
Awaiting a Rittenhouse verdict. Employer dilemma. Who's minding the store?
It's going to be a little crazy next week, especially for Thanksgiving.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Government health advisors are poised to take new steps on booster shots, doing what some states have already done as COVID cases rise. And experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci warn of a possible wintertime surge. Here's CBS's Nikki Batiste.
The FDA is expected to approve Pfizer boosters for all adults by the end of this week, just as the virus is making a comeback.
Soon it's going to go down at all ages, and you're going to see a waning of immunity that impacts not only cases, but ultimately hospitalization.
Breakthrough cases are surging in nearly half the states across the country. Dr. Fauci agrees boosters are key.
The booster isn't a luxury. A booster isn't an add-on. Don't pull back on masking on indoor situations.
Many Americans may heed warnings about indoor masking during the holidays. A recent survey found about half of Americans will ask their holiday guests to wear masks.
A Wisconsin jury returns to work this morning in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. CBS's Nancy Chen in Kenosha says attention's also focused outside the courtroom.
No justice!
No peace!
Opposing protesters for and against a guilty verdict gathered outside the Kenosha courthouse yesterday.
Yes!
Standing by in case of any unrest are 500 Wisconsin National Guard members who are stationed outside the city.
Self-defense is not a crime.
The jury, made of 7 women and 5 men, all white except for one person, deliberating Rittenhouse's fate.
The defense begins to make its case this morning in the Georgia trial of 3 white men in the death of Ahmaud Arbery. The prosecution wrapped up with testimony from a medical examiner and with autopsy photos showing gunshot wounds. A Houston attorney has filed the biggest lawsuit yet in connection with the concert disaster. It has more than 125 plaintiffs and seeks $175 million in damages, naming performer Travis Scott, concert organizers, and others. The latest government evidence indicates despite rising inflation, people are still buying and with the holidays approaching, maybe in no mood to stop. And many retailers are struggling to find workers. CBS's Meg Oliver has more on what a New Jersey business is doing to fill the gaps.
We get a little bit here and there, but we just really aren't getting the responses we used to get.
Jessica Woodward runs Montclair Bread Company. She doesn't usually hire seasonal workers, but this year she's relying on them to stay open.
It's going to be a little crazy next week, especially for Thanksgiving. That's our biggest one, but we'll get through it.
She's working extra hours to get by and turning to high schoolers.
Could you stay open on the weekends without your high school employees?
We can handle it in the short term, but it's just like all our other staff would get burned out.
Amazon, Walmart, and Macy's are among many raising wages and offering signing bonuses, health care benefits, and even tuition reimbursement. But many small businesses can't compete.
And I think that's why the customers getting frustrated with service being slower in places, like, have to understand that that's the way things are going to be right now.
A new survey sizes up what COVID-19 has done to our nest eggs. Bankrate.com's Greg McBride.
The pandemic really did a number on people's retirement savings. 20% of workers with a retirement account took a pre-retirement withdrawal during the pandemic. But on a brighter note, 24% of workers are saving more now than they were pre-pandemic, compared to just 14% that are saving less.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
At least one death is blamed on the flooding that's caused major problems in the Pacific Northwest. Storms knocked out power and flooded homes and highways.
What a crazy act of God. Mother Nature is real.
Byron Wood lives in Bellingham, Washington, which got just under 6 inches of rain.
I've born and raised in Bellingham, Washington my whole life, and I've never seen it like this. Never.
In Sumas, Washington, near the Canadian border, 75% of homes suffered water damage. The man known as the QAnon Shaman, a key figure in the Capitol attack, learns his punishment today.
With his memorable horn outfit, Jacob Chansley was among that group that stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Chansley, who's 33 and claims medical problems, pleaded guilty last week to obstructing an official proceeding. Prosecutors are pushing for a 51-month sentence for him. That would be the longest sentence so far imposed on any of the January 6th Capitol rioters. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Arizona Republican Paul Gosar is facing a House censure vote today. He tweeted an animated video that depicted him killing Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with a sword. Gosar called it a symbolic portrayal in the battle over immigration policy. Well, today, the Biden administration will auction oil and gas reserves in the Gulf of Mexico that could test climate goals set for the end of the decade. It comes as the president visits an electric car plant in Detroit. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert says it's part of his push to sell the new infrastructure package.
The plant, originally named Detroit Hamtramck, was to be closed. The big cars made there discontinued. Then GM decided it could be repurposed instead to make nothing but electric vehicles. After a $2 billion makeover, the first vehicle being made there carries the Hummer name as a fully electric pickup truck.
The nation's Catholic bishops are set to debate and vote on a communion document. It comes amid a debate over whether Catholics such as President Biden, who support abortion rights, should receive communion. The Pope's envoy to the U.S. has urged the church to listen before it teaches. In an Instagram post, Britney Spears tells fans she's enjoying her newfound independence.
Owning an ATM card, seeing cash for the first time, being able to buy candles. It's the little things for us women, but it makes a huge difference. I'm grateful for that. It's really nice.
Last week, a court ended the conservatorship that controlled her life for more than a decade. Spears says she now wants to be an advocate who will make changes in what she calls a corrupt system.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
New research indicates apps can help people with mild dementia complete tasks and improve their quality of life. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The study found that people dealing with early stages of memory loss can be taught to use their phones.
What we were able to show was that you can take individuals at the mild stage of Alzheimer's disease, train them how to use some of these smartphone-based memory aids, and that they'll use them.
Dr. Michael Scullin is with Baylor University. The memory aids in the study included reminders to take medication, and there could be long-term benefits.
The hope is that If you start forming associations while you're healthy or while you're in the mildest stages of diseases, that you can still use those routines, those habits, even as the disease progresses.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.